All right, so now we've got two more beers. Hopefully neither of these will explode like Gaspar. We've got Miller High Life from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh yeah.
And we've got Mikkeller from Denmark. This one is actually brewed at the Prof in Belgium.
Yeah, the beer that made Belgium infamous.
It's the barrel-aged Chipotle Porter.
Ain't that sweet.
So also known as Texas Ranger, so...
Chipotle. Wait a minute. Texas Ranger, it's got to be something good going on there.
Wait a minute, what? Where's that? Oh, hold on a second. I think I see a Stetson. Give me that.
Either, mate. They might have something there.
Maybe this shit ain't all bad.
Well, let's see if it explodes first and we'll try it. If you know it tastes like a horse's ass, I'll be happy.
All right, the Miller didn't explode.
Miller High Life. I used to drink this one in high school.
I know about this Chipotle business. I don't like it in my burrito. I don't think I'm going to like it in my bed. Yeah.
Give it a chance, Trap.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's got a cowboy on the bottle. I'll give it a couple of points for that.
I find the Miller High Life a little heavy for my palate.
It does have a little more flavor than the Coors Light.
Yeah.
It's not saying much. But...
that doesn't make it bad, but...
All right.
I told you I like to see through my beer.
That's what you get with the Miller High Life. That's almost crystal clear. Yeah, a little bit yellow. Yeah. You know, like you drank a lot of water before you peed. That sort of color.
Let me smell that bouquet.
It's a good beer to pay pool with, I think.
Oh, man.
It's a little sweetness in the Miller High Life. Otherwise, very light. Very light flavor. Mikkeller Porter is quite the opposite in color. It's opaque, nearly black, dark brown, tan head that hangs on.
This is beer. No offense, man, but that looks like some bilge water right there.
Yeah, it's got a really roasty aroma.
Well,
a little alcohol. Whatever.
A little boozy, a little alcohol.
Pretty robust flavor.
I guess you could say robust.
Let me get a whiff of that.
I feel like I just put my cigarette out in it.
It's got some heavy, heavy bitterness. Some interesting... I'm trying to... get the Chipotle flavor out of it.
Not getting too much on the pepper. Definitely getting a bit of the barrel aging, though.
Yeah, barrel aging and the roastiness. That's definitely a slow sipper. That's not one you want to drink too fast.
Is that same as Beechwood age?
No.
That barrel aging thing?
Fire brew. No, I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Beechwood is a whole different thing. We've got some Budweiser we'll pull out and talk about the Beechwood aging.
Wake me up when you get to the bud.
This is like a fruitcake or something. The beer. It's like burnt fruitcake. So it tastes like to me.
Going back and forth.
Yeah.
Back and forth between the Miller and the Mikkeller. It's like going back between sipping water and sipping whiskey.
Well, I wouldn't call this Mikkeller water. It just tastes funny. But this Miller's right nice. Oh, you mean the other way around?
Why are you pouring out the good beer?
I'm starting to think these guys have a different idea about beer than we do.
No accounting for taste, is there?
That's weird.
Hell, they think if they put a cowboy on the bottle, they can get away with anything. Well, they ain't fooling me.